Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, friends all over the world. Today, I welcome you to this great fellowship of great minds. I am your radio host, Dr. Emmanuel Udayo. I want you to understand that it is very possible to have a blessed day. It is very, very possible to have a blessed day. You are the captain of your ship. Whatever you decide is what that will come to you. If your decision is to make it in life, you will. So I want you to understand, it is possible for everyone to have a blessed day. If only we can think and grow rich, it is possible. I've been saying this every day, every morning, that the power has been given to you to make things happen in your life. You were created with power. And the very day you believe in this word, your life will never be the same. You are on this earth, and everything that concerns this earth is timing. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes that there is time for everything under the sun. There is time for everything. And you should be able to locate your time. You should be able to discover your time. And I want you to understand, this is your time of harvest. If you place this word in your heart and you deal with it in what we call the power of imagination, you begin to see things happen that you don't even sweat out. You begin to see things happen in its own way. It's just for you to believe. All things are possible to them that believe. This morning I have something special for you. Let me just read this. Let me just read this story from Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill. Let's just digest this story. I so love it. Are you ready? Are you ready with the paper and pen? Successful people don't play with writing. You got to write down something so that you always go back to it. And that is how you're going to remember where you started and how you reach your destination. Let's read this, please. He said, in Think and Grow Rich, book, page 16, it says, a long while ago, a great warrior faced a situation which made it necessary for him to make a decision which ensured his success on the battlefield. He was about to send his army against a powerful foe whose men outnumbered his own. He loaded his soldiers into boats, sailed to the enemy's country, unloaded soldiers and equipment, then gave the order to burn the ship that he had carried them. This soldier went to fight an enemy that is more than them. They were so outnumbered. When I say outnumbered, that means that these enemies, they have a lot of soldiers, a lot of people. That is maybe 50 times more than what they have. But he took his soldiers, offloaded the boat. He says, okay, burn the boat. That's what he said. He loaded his soldiers into boats, sailed to the enemy's country, unloaded soldiers and equipment, then gave the order to burn the ships. Burn the ships that had carried them. Addressing his men, before the first battle, he said, you see the boats going up in smoke. That means we cannot leave this shore alive unless we win. We now have no choice. We win or we perish. Can you do that? Can you see what this soldier did? Can you see what this great warrior did? This is the advice he told them. The only option we have is to win. If we don't win, we'll do what? We'll perish. Burn the boat. So that you say, because the boat is there, we're going to run to the boat. No, no, no. There's no boat for us to go back. So forward ever. No more going back. This is what he said. You see the boats going up in smoke. That means we cannot leave this shore alive unless we win. We now have no choice. We win or we perish. They won. That's what the story says. They won. Because they have no way to retreat. They now said, okay, our aim is just to win. We don't want to perish. It's a choice. And the word said, they won. Napoleon Hill says in the book, they won. Now, this is advice for you this morning. Every person who wins in any undertaking, this is what you need to write down. You need to write down this. Every person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn his ship and cut all sources of retreat. Burn your ship. Burn the ship that wants to take you back. You must be willing. That will must be there. To burn his ship and cut all sources of retreat. Only by doing so can one be sure of maintaining that state of mind known as burning desire to win. Essential to success. The burning desire to win that is essential to success. It's possible to have a blessed day. What is your burning desire? What are those burning desires to win? You want to go to school? You must have a burning desire. You want to make up your family? You got to have a burning desire. You want to excel in business? You must have a burning desire. You want to have a blessed day in this time? My friend, I'm telling you, it is possible. But you must be ready to have that burning desire to win. Ask yourself this question. Do I have that burning desire to win? Okay, I'd like to use Moses as an example. Moses left a better place. And he went to take care of sheep. I don't know how much weeks or months or years he was trained to take care of sheep. Because that wasn't, he was brought up in a palace. But he decided to go to another side of history. But even in that place of wilderness where he was taking care of the sheep for 40 years, he still had that burning will to win. He still believed that God will intervene one day. God is going to deliver the children of Israel. He didn't even know it was the person that God is going to use. But he had that belief, that burning desire, that something is going to happen. Do you have the burning desire to win in this life, my friend? Or you are just looking at the circumstances you find yourself today? I'm telling you, Moses was trained in that place, in that new city, in that new life. Moses was trained to become one of the great leaders of our time. Look at all the people that passed through the same situation. Look at someone like Mandela. Mandela was trained to become a strong leader. Even in the prison, he still had that burning desire. Read stories about all that great men and women. You will discover that one thing that differs them from losers is this. They have the burning desire to win. You must have the burning desire to win. When you have the burning desire to win, you don't care people laughing at you. There's somebody called Nehemiah. I'm telling you, he has the burning desire to win. Are you listening to this radio show today? I don't care what your age is. I don't care how much troubles has been following you. But I want you to understand, there's always a way out. There's always a time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. My friend, you begin to stop being inside the box. Stop allowing people's opinion to rule you. You see, the problem we have today is this. We mind what people think, not even what we think. We only want people to think for us. Do you understand? No, you got to think for yourself. You got to be ready to take responsibility. For Moses to leave the land of Egypt, for Moses to leave that great palace, he was ready to take the responsibility. Do you understand what I'm telling you today, my friend? What is your burning desire? You want to be a model? You want to be a star? You must have that burning desire to win. How do we define this burning desire to win? Burning desire to win is this. Even when you fail, even when you make mistake, you don't dwell in that mistake. You must still move on. Burning desire tells you that you keep on trying, persistent. You keep on persisting. You keep on. Winners are people who keep on moving forward. You must always be in motion. Do you understand? Then what are the six ways? I'm just going to read it real quick. Write it down. For this will be a blessing into your life. Number one, fix in your mind the exact thing you want. You don't just jump from one thing to the other. Fix in your mind, what do you really want in this life? There are sometimes you don't need to go to school. Sometimes you need to leave the secular school for some time and get what you want before you go in there. Okay, tell me the truth. If some people like all these Justin Bieber, all these stars, all these people, these celebrities, nada has made it. Which school would want to accept them? Even they want to go to Harvard University, they have the money, they have it already. But at first they fix their mind on what they want to do. I want to sing music. I want to dance. I want to act movie. They fix their mind. After getting it, every other thing will follow. So that's why you need to discover who you are. Some people have not even discovered who they are. Fix your mind on one thing. One thing alone. What do you really want to be? What do you really want? Let it be exact. Call it by name. If you need money, say, I need money. What type of how much money do you need? Oh, I need 1 million. I need 2 million. I need 100,000. Listen, you got to have a fix something. You want to be a model? I want to be a model. You just say, bam. You want to be a musician? What type of musician do you want to be? You want to be a country musician? You want to be a country star? What do you really want to be? You want to be a pop? You want to be hip hop? Whatever you want to be. You want to be a gospel singer? You fix it. And you begin to see doors begin to open. That's also in business. What do you want to be? What type of business do you want to do? Just say it out. Don't say, I want to be a businessman. No. I want to be a businessman. No. What do you really want to be? Let it be exact, my friend. Think of what I'm telling you today. Write it down. Take at least, even if 30 minutes, to ask yourself this question. What do I really want to be? What can I do well? Then you put it down. What type of job do I really want? My friend, when this is in your head, when this is in your mind, it stays there and doors will begin to open. It doesn't matter the years. It doesn't matter the years. It can be now, it can be 1 year, it can be 2 years, it can be 3 years' time. But put it down in writing what you really want to be so that you won't keep on tangling about, running from one thing to the other. So what do I tell you to do? Write down, fix in your mind the exact thing you want, the exact thing you are desiring for. It's not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. What do you really want? Be definite. Let it be something in which when someone else asks you, you should be able to tell them, this is what I want to be. Not I just want to be a businessman. What type of business do you want to do? You don't even know. I need a job. What type of job? What can you do? Just be specific, my friend. And I'm telling you, make it big time. You remember that play I said? Think big and dream big. It costs you nothing, my friend. The second one is determine exactly what you intend to give in return for what you want. There is no such reality as something for nothing. You should be able to give something. You understand what I'm telling you? It's not nothing for them. If you want to go to school, you know what it means to go to school. You got to give out something. You need love. You got to give out something. You got to give love also. There's something you need to give out. Even that thing will be painful to you. You want to go to school to become a doctor, you got to give enough time to study. You got to give out something. Not just something for nothing. You just want to buy any certificate or anything. No. You got to be ready to pay for anything. I put it very clear. Be ready to pay for anything you want. Pay in time, pay in any how you want to pay, but be ready, have in mind that you need to pay. Do you understand? That's why you got to pay your taxes. That is it. There's no two ways about it. You can't only pay the taxes. You got to pay. You got to give your taxes because there's a reason for it. My friend, are you listening to what I'm telling you today? I read again. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return for what you want, what you desire. If it is money, say, for the money you desire. There is no such reality as something for nothing. Don't be stingy. I'm telling you. Don't be stingy in anything. If you need love, you need to give love. You need to pay something. Whatever you want, you need to. Just don't say, oh, no, I will just make it. It's like that. Sometimes the person that will bless you can just take the person out for just a dinner. It doesn't. Even though you spend $100 for a dinner that will raise you to the top. Why not do it? It can be $200. Do it. You got to pay for something. You got to spend. You got to make sure that you give something for something. You understand? God is not. He's not mocked. Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. Do you understand, friend? Then number three. I want you to say, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the thing you want, the thing you desire. Definite date. If you say, okay, this is what I want, so you now estimate that date. You say, okay, from now till February 22nd, bring up an exact date. You say, oh, I'm building this business for in 2 years interval. Come on, friend, just bring an exact date, write it down. So that will spur you to work hard to reach to the top. Do you understand? Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once. You just sit down. You see one way to create plan to create definite plan. I want to show you something. That's what we call the power of imagination. You can sit down and allow that small voice to begin to speak to you. Even if it means you spend an hour beginning to think. You begin to work on your thinking. How can I execute this plan? You keep on writing it down. I said more ideas will begin to flow. Ideas. You see, what we need on earth to succeed is ideas. Some people don't even understand that a lasting success takes time. That's a mistake. Some people don't understand the wisdom. Something you need now. Sometimes it doesn't last. Sometimes those things that glitters, it's not gold. So, but when you give yourself enough time to think, you begin to see useful ideas. I met one of my friends a long time ago. He said, what you need is nothing more than idea. One idea you have can lift you to the top. One idea you have can bless your family. Do you know that? One idea you have can bless your life in your whole community. Friend, it's time for you to understand this principle. I want you to participate in this. Play this game. Play this principle. And I want you to say it's a system that has already worked. For millions of people, great men and women, applied it and it works. Create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once. Whether you are ready or not to put this plan into action, create this plan. Maybe it comes up. Hey, move in action. Action is the main thing. Do you understand? So the first thing is to create. After getting it, you create your plan, begin to move. You see. Let me give you one story about one thing I want you to understand about writing books. If you say, before I write a book, I must be so perfect in English, I must be so perfect in this, you are wasting your time. make mistakes. Write nonsense, make mistakes. Who cares? Maybe the nonsense you write today, in the next 10 years, everyone will run to hear that, to see that nonsense. Just do something. Just do it anyhow. Come on, friend. You have been given opportunity to sing. Sing anyhow. You don't need to have a good voice to sing. Sing anyhow. Your boldness, your passion will override your mistakes. You don't like what I used to tell people, you don't need to speak English to become the best when it comes to making, even in business. Well, look at some people, someone will come from China and say a millionaire from China will come in. He doesn't even know how to speak English. He will tell somebody to interpret. If you have your money, you can always do it in any way. What am I making you to understand today? I want you to understand it is possible for you to have a blessed day. Blind. Have a definite plan and then act at once. Don't say until you are perfect. When you keep on saying you are perfect, I'm perfect, that causes the deadly weapon of procrastination. It's a poison. The poison that will destroy you starting. Just don't mind it. Move on. Do it anyhow. Do it anyhow. Say to yourself, I am ready to do it anyhow. That's when you're hungry to come out. You got to do it anyhow. Do it and make mistakes so that you can correct yourself or people can correct you to move forward. Do you understand? Then the fifth one is write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of things you want. I don't want to use money. Amount of money you intend to acquire. Amount of things you want to acquire, amount of success you want to acquire, name the time limit for this acquisition. State what you intend to give in return for the blessings or for the things, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate. I just don't want to say money, because Napoleon Hill keeps on telling you money, money. Napoleon Hill is in his book, Think and Grow Rich, write the exact amount of money. But I'm telling you now, write the exact thing you really want. The amount of things you really want. Come on, write it down. Write it big. Let it look bigger than you. You know what I'm telling you? Like I think Liz Brown always say, shoot to the moon and you may land at this, land in the stars. But I used to say, shoot at the stars. If you don't land at the stars, then you probably land in the moon. If you land in the stars, or you may even fly more than the stars. I don't know where again outside the stars. But you got to choose. Don't shoot, my friend. Shoot. That is what he's telling you. Act. Do you understand? You are a person filled with potential. If you don't act, you won't know your potentials. If you don't act, if you don't try. I remember those days when we were learning to ride by bicycle. You see, you climb in the bicycle, someone will hold you. After he lifts you, you run with the bicycle. Sometimes we fall. We fall, hurt ourselves, but we keep on trying, and we become perfect in it. You know how many times I fell when I was trying to ride a bicycle? Hey, man, I'm telling my friend, it takes me a lot. Even when I ride a motorcycle, I'm telling you, nobody teach me. I just jump onto it. It took me, I ran away, and I was on top of it. That is how it is. That's how you got to do it. You don't say, I want to learn how to drive a car. You keep on learning. No. Someday you got to jump into that car and begin to drive it. As long as you have the license to use it. Do you understand what I'm telling, my friend? We just have a few more time. The sixth one is read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night and once after arising in the morning. Read. Read your written statement, all those things you've written that you want to achieve, you want to be. You will be very surprised. I'm reading it every day, morning and night and all through. You keep on reading it aloud. One day you will see it come to pass. Because this is spiritual force. Every time I always end it, there's a spiritual force that will help you to achieve your goal. The spiritual force will connect you with somebody. There's a force which you don't even know. You know, that spiritual force has a link with you that will connect you with like minds, that will connect you with people that will help you to get to the top. Do you understand? Make sure you have these six ways to your desire into a blessed day. These six ways that will lead you to a blessed day. Make sure you have these in your diary today, in your journal. You've written it down. And I want you to understand, you are welcome to register in Dr. Emmanuel Odoyo Global Leadership University. And the dean, he said, the dean of the school is Dr. Felix Odoyo. He's a lecturer, he's a professor at Temple University, and also my brother. And also we have other people that will come in as professors to also instruct in this school. The first class we are having is Success Without Limit training. And the first book we are trying to finish up is called Think and Grow Rich. Please register. If you register, we'll give you the code in any country you are. Whichever country will give you the code that you can enter. The code is free. Free entrance. When you have that code, you have that number, you can always call in the access code into the program. Do you understand? You got to fill the form in www.johncmaxwellgroup.com/Emmanuel Odoyo. You fill the form that will help us see you and know your intention. You can also go to my website, successwithoutlimit.org. You can also go in there, the school website, and fill in the application. It's free. You don't need to pay anything. It's 100% free tuition. It's 100% free registration. It's just for you to show us that you are interested to be a great leader of this time. We want to see you become great. When you are successful, we are happy. When you are successful, we see it as a blessing to our side, because our legacy is to give you what we have. So we are starting off with Think and Grow Rich, Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill. So please, it's 12-month program. Send your interest immediately, and I want you to understand, as you fill this form and we receive it, we are going to give you an access code. The class will soon begin. Is this January? So the class is we are almost ready to launch into it. So we want to see you participate and become one of the greatest person in any country you are, whether you're in Singapore, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Africa, wherever you are, whether you're in the United States, yeah, please just tell your friends that it's free. They don't need to pay for anything. And you are sure of having an associate degree after the completion of the program. You're going to have a diploma, associate degree, after the completion of the program. So can you just do that today? Do that this week. And I want you to understand, your life will never be the same. When you finish up with this great institution, your life will never be the same. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Please take note of the 6 ways. Remain blessed, because you're loved. Bye for now. Thank you.